You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. In this segment, David Stockman tells Fox Business News why the equity market's euphoria that followed Trump's victory is ill-conceived, and why the $20 trillion federal debt makes any kind of real growth in the United States both mathematically and politically impossible. This is not a happy message, but it is most certainly a true message. Take a listen to David Stockman.
Welcome back to Wall Street Week. In the days following Donald Trump's victory, the market's reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. But our next guest seems to think that it won't last.
Let's welcome back former budget director under President Ronald Reagan, David Stockman. David, yeah. When you joined us about a month ago, right. You sort of warned viewers to go to cash. You thought the markets would be very volatile. Obviously, we've had this Trump bump.
Right.
But you're very concerned now, despite what Mario was just talking about, the sort of growth acceleration. Your main concern right now is what's going to happen in terms of the deficit.
Yeah, we have to be focused now on the morning after, not the giddiness of the 2 days after. Two things have happened this week that are just shocking, like political, economic, and financial earth, you know, has gone out of its orbit, I think. Now, one was the asteroid that hit Tuesday night. I mean, that hit Washington, D.C., the ruling establishment, like nothing we've ever had, at least in 100 years.
Did it surprise you? I know you voted for Mr. Yeah. Trump because you said so last.
Yeah, I was one of the 60 million rubes who said, enough of this, it's got to change in a big way. We won an outsider.
Were you surprised?
I was hoping in the last week that it would get there. I laid out 2 days before the election a route to 270. It pretty much happened. What shocked me was Wisconsin. I didn't think that was going to happen. But I think it was kind of a weather vane of what's going on in the country. What I'm saying, though, is...
Yeah, let's go back to the deficit. Why, if the growth that is forecast now happens and we start to actually pay off the deficit after we grow it, what's wrong with that?
Because there is $20 trillion ticking time bomb called the debt ceiling right in front of us. That will happen in March. The new Trump administration is going to inherit that mess. I call it a stink bomb left from last October when they made that deal, Boehner and Obama, right. For the new president, and it's going to consume the entire first 100 days trying to get that thing through. Republicans are not going to want to vote for a $20 trillion debt ceiling. He's going to have to go to Democrats. When you go to Democrats, they say no, no on Obamacare, no on some of the big regulations that you want to lift, no on a big tax cut for the wealthy. We'll argue with you on the tax cut for corporations and how we're going to do it. So my point is the market was giddy on the view that Washington is coming to the rescue with a huge new fiscal stimulus and infrastructure and all that. That is dead wrong. The newsflash is that Washington is out of business. The Imperial City is in smoking ruins. It will not function. It will be acrimony, confrontation, brinksmanship.
So if you were advising Mr.
And, well, if I could just finish, so one point, that means we'll hit the next recession with nothing to break the fall. The Fed's out of dry powder, and Washington will be paralyzed.
Everybody's feeling pretty good, and I think David is sort of is bringing us down.
That's why he's the gloom and doom guy.
But Anthony, part of this election...
Even the beard looks like he's living in a bomb shelter.
Anthony, part of this election message was that Mr. Trump, President-elect Trump now, knows how to negotiate and do deals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't he going to be able to go to the Congress and deal in the way that hasn't been done?
Listen, I'm optimistic because in the transition meetings that I've been in and the conversations mm-hmm. I've had with him post-election, he is really looking to do what's right. He's not really focused on left or right. And I think that's a good philosophy for right now in our country. But my question to you is, what would you give him? What kind of advice would you give Mr. Trump?
The advice I would give him is that he cannot rebuild defense, build a wall, enforce the borders, spend more on veterans, have a massive tax cut, have a huge infrastructure program, and not touch Social Security or Medicare or any of the other entitlements. That is Reagan fiscal follies on steroids, and we could do it then because we only had a $1 trillion national debt. We got a $20 trillion debt now, and we got $10 trillion more built in. In other words, before one Trump program is enacted, there's another $10 trillion of red ink coming from what's already there. And you can't add $4 or $5 or $6 trillion.
Let's walk away from the deficits for a second and the budget. Is the growth projections out there realistic? Will there be the kind of GDP growth with the tax cuts and the changes that he's suggesting?
That's the skunk in the woodpile. The growth in the baseline is totally unrealistic, the CBO baseline. It's rosy scenario. So if you did everything Trump wants to do and it works as well as the supply siders say, you'll be lucky to get what's already assumed. That's the point. There's no extra revenue. There's no deficit reduction. If you do everything he wants to do, you have to do that basically to reclaim. And here's why. The CBO baseline assumes we're going to go for 208 months without a recession. It's never happened in human history.
Why did you vote for him?
I voted for him because I'm totally fed up with the Fed. I think the national debt is a ticking time bomb. I at least think that he's realistic somewhat about our interventionist, war-oriented foreign policy. He was smart enough to say, I'll negotiate with Putin and not, you know, argue that he's some kind of latter-day Hitler. So there were basically items in his list.
You mentioned the Fed today. You mentioned the Fed last time you were on. Whether he keeps Janet Yellen through her term, there'll be probably a new head of the Fed. Who should be the head of the Fed?
If you wanted someone who really knows what they're doing, it should be Jim Grant. Jim Grant is a student of central banking from day one, and he understands that we don't need price controls on money and debt in the stock market. We need price discovery. We need to let people, millions of people who are out there in the market, determine what the interest rate is, what the money market rate is, and so forth.
And he's also for a stable, fair currency as well. I mean, yeah. Some of our viewers may not know who Jim is, but he's a legendary newsletter, Grant Interest Rate Observer.
Yeah, I mean, he's been studying this for a long time. But the point is, we need to get the Keynesians out of there. I think they made a mistake this week when they said, well, we're going to replace Janet Yellen and Fisher, but we'll let them run their term. A huge mistake. Big, big mistakes will be made in 2017 unless they get those two Keynesian money printers out of there, and they can. All they have to do is say, I have no confidence in you. You've made a mess out of this. This bubble is going to crash. I would like you to do the decent thing and resign. Okay? That's simple. But then that would wake up Wall Street to the fact that the days of the Fed keeping you in ever-rising prices are over. That we're in a totally new ballgame. So the thing I want to summarize with is that we're entering a chaotic period of non-governance, of a central bank that can't function anymore, that's out of dry powder. There's nothing to rescue this economy. We're going to have a recession. I follow the IRS, not the BLS. The IRS tells me how much money they're collecting, and it's been flat and actually negative for the last 4 or 5 months, even on payroll taxes. And that means the economy is long in the tooth. It's slipping into a recession. When the confrontation over the debt ceiling happens, when the disappointment over no traction on the Trump stimulus happens, we'll be in recession. I will say in 6 months, the deficit will explode to over $1 trillion annually. They're not going to be in a position to do all these huge things. Now, I don't blame Donald Trump. He is inheriting a mess, a rigged system that is far worse than anything even he imagined, and he was colorful about what he said.
All right, well, I can't leave it on that because it was a great victory, and we did call it here on Wall Street Week last week, so congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you. You stood there through the whole thing.
And thank you,
this.
And we're looking forward to getting your help and advice. So thank you for joining us.
So now this week, John Tamney told us why Trump's restrictive trade policies, as well as his lack of understanding of monetary economics, are leading to policies that will do more harm than good, unfortunately. David Stockman just showed us the mathematical and political reality that means we are facing a major economic and market crisis straight ahead. But there is hope, according to Ronald Sorfeli, especially if you agree with David Stockman and John Tamney. That's because their economic views are based on Austrian economics. And so seeing the major decline in the future means that you can be ready to exit the kind of assets that will crash and enter those that can endure any major downturn. Please stick around to hear how Ronald Storfeli suggests Austrian investors can enjoy the best of both worlds. Make money in up markets, but avoid losing it when the Austrian economic theory inevitably plays out. Stay tuned to listen to Ron's comments right after the break.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beatons Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently processing a 30,000-ton bulk sample. Novo also controls 100% interest in the Blue Spec Gold Antimony Project, where it is conducting a 10,000-meter drill program. The company has over $7 million in cash and enjoys strong shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. DynaCert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders.
Arvista Gold's only asset is the Douay Gold Project, which is located in northern Quebec. The Douay Project currently hosts an NI 43101 resource of approximately 3 million ounces of gold and is considered to be the largest undeveloped and independent gold project in Quebec. Arvista has significant upside potential to further grow its resources and is currently undergoing an extensive 2017 drill campaign. Arvista Gold trades on the TSXV under the symbol AVA and on the OTCQB under the symbol ARVSF. For more information on Arvista, please visit arvistagold.com.
Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE Market, UEC, is a leader in the coming bull market in uranium, with spot uranium up more than 40% in 2 months. The new bull market is just starting. UEC has the cash, the licensed resources, the permitted processing center, the advanced technology, and the experienced team to lead this market. Get to know this exciting company now by visiting uraniumenergy.com. NYSE Market, UEC.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.